Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the second Tuesday of the month, every month from 2 to 3, it must be All Care Automotive Repair. This is a Car Care and You, starring Alexander Mellis. Alexander, how are you?
Good, Dave. How are you?
I am great. This is going to be, it's always a pleasure, first of all, to have you on the show. The most trustworthy guy in the auto industry, no question about it. I've had raving reviews from my own daughter about you, who you will see at 3 o'clock, by the way, on her show.
Great. I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. I like your party, by the way.
Yes, we had a lot of fun here earlier.
Yeah, I mean, no, not the party in here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that was something pretty amazing, too, I must say.
Oh, the 27th.
Yes.
And we had a really great turnout, and we want to thank everybody for showing up and supporting us. It was really awesome.
That was incredible. I showed up right after the show, and you said you had a lot of people that day.
Yes, we did.
That's sort of cool, but you deserve it. I mean, you are just so well-liked by all your customers. In fact, we have two of your customers in studio today to talk about a whole assortment of things, including their experiences at your auto shop.
Yes.
This is very exciting. I'm just really excited to hear what they have to say. We don't know, and but I do know the party before the show was really interesting.
Yes.
I'm still
I need
still
some Kleenex.
Tingling. Yes, no doubt about that. So anyway, so of course, let's talk a little bit about your company before we introduce our two special in studio guests, All Care Automotive and Repair. Alexander, tell us a little bit on the menu, what you do for people, you know, what can you do, what can't you do, and then we'll get right into the theme of the show.
Well, we're a full-service automotive repair facility. We do everything from engine replacements, transmission replacements, tune-ups, electrical, diag, and we work on all different makes and models. And we have a really good reputation. We also have a really good customer feedback, and we're growing. We're growing really big, which is really great.
Yeah, and it's a reflection of you and your staff and your support team, because companies just don't grow accidentally. I mean, you know how to treat your customers. That's a pet peeve with me, by the way. If people do not know how to treat their customers, and there are some companies that have no clue about that, it's a slow death for them, maybe a quick death sometimes. They will go out of business.
Yes, they will.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's a...
Right, Tommy?
Okay. I wanted to just get Tommy involved. That's our great producer. He's laughing. But no, right, let's talk about that, because that is just so critical. A lot of people have no clue about treatment of customers.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, is the customer service.
Yeah. And communication to the customers.
You want the customer to feel confident. You want them to feel comfortable.
You want them to feel welcome,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here you are. They're spending money with your business.
Yeah.
Of course you got to be good to them.
What would you say to people that don't treat their customers well? I mean, you're a great business guy. You've been in business for a while. How shocking would it be, or how important? I mean, what, as a consultant, what would you tell them? I mean, it seems like common sense, right?
You know, sometimes you're afraid to say something. Like if I walk into a restaurant and I get really bad service,
yeah,
it's almost like you really don't want to say nothing. You don't want to offend the manager, you know, because of the bad service, or you get this really bad vibe. I see it a lot.
Yeah.
And you know what? Those places don't last long.
No, they won't. And I mean, it really, there's sayings out there, the customer comes first. I mean, very important. Doesn't mean you can't always accommodate a customer, but like the Diamondbacks are just a classic example of one of the best organizations about treating their fans. They have a thing called find a way to say yes. In other words, it changes the mindset. It changes. You can't always say yes to a customer, but at least you tell your employees, like, if it is at all possible, find it. Go outside your comfort zone. Go outside your box of thinking. And is there a way to say yes? That's why they're a class organization.
There is always a way to say yes.
Yeah.
And you just have to make it work. You may have that one customer that may be very difficult, but if you make it right, that customer can become your best customer.
Yeah.
And the perception of the automotive industry, people always have that bad feeling when they come in. You have to break that wall.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And then it doesn't really matter, small customer or large customer. You want to treat everyone with
all
respect.
All customers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you certainly want to, you know, make sure that you stay in touch with your customers too, because again, if you don't stay in touch with your customers, how do you know they feel welcome? How do they know? How, you know, if you don't communicate on some type of regular basis, you just have no clue if they went somewhere else.
That's very true. We like to call our customers and thank them. We really get attached to our customers. I don't know if, I mean, for us, I think it really works very well. It works really, really well.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And, well, why don't we, speaking of customers, in studio, you brought two of them.
Yeah.
This is incredible. We should have a theme song for each one. They were very interesting on the break. I'll tell Tommy at the next break to play a theme song that reminds me of these two young ladies. But let's introduce right now a customer for about 10 years, Melinda. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And Julie, customer for about 4 years. welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And anyway, it's so nice. Actually, I want to really compliment all three of you. Number one is the customers, their willingness to be on the air, right, Alexander? We're still having residual giggles from the break. But you know, it is amazing that you're both willing to come on the air and talk about.
Oh, I had to force him here.
Oh, there we go, yes. And it's a credit to you, Alexander, to have such great customers to be able – you know, to ask and say, hey, can you come on the air and speak whatever you say? You know, you're not sure what they're going to say, but whatever.
They were more than willing.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. And again, it's a reflection of your customer service. Tremendous.
Correct.
I like it. All right, well, let's start with a couple questions. Let's start with Julie.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. Number one, how would you describe Alexander, or the All Care Automotive Repair, Alexander's shop. One word. One word.
Awesome.
Wow. Man, you didn't have to force them to come. All right, Melinda, one word.
Great.
Great. All right, we got one awesome and one great.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tom, you're the judge. Who wins? Okay, just kidding on that. Now, let's get into this, and then we'll go on a break in about 5 minutes. But as women, especially I think in the auto industry, there's a perception out there that, let me ask you what your perception is. You know, and we're not talking about Alexander right now. Just a general perception with yourselves, with your friends that are women. When you think of your car breaking down, what do you do? And let's start with Melinda this time. What do you do? I mean, you think, and we're not talking about Alexander this second, but the perception as a woman – And friends of yours that are women, how scary is that if you're on the freeway and your car shuts down? By the way, that happened to me once. Right on the freeway, it just shut down. No one knew what happened. I wish I knew you back then. No auto mechanic had any clue. It kept shutting down.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so Melinda, perception of the auto industry as a woman, if you didn't know and your car broke down, where do you even start to look if you didn't know anyone?
That is scary because it has happened to me.
Oh, it has.
Prior, and I and other people don't know what to do because I have no idea about mechanics or automobiles or anything like that.
And that makes it scarier. And some of the thoughts might be, are you getting ripped off if you bring it into some place and you don't know them? Because that's happened. That's actually happened to me in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah. But guys, too. But I think women especially, where maybe guys sometimes, I'm not trying to generalize or be politically incorrect, but, you know, as a woman, perhaps you don't have, like you said, any clue about
the knowledge.
Yeah, the knowledge. And how do you know? So it goes to one word, trust.
Trust, yes.
But then how do you trust someone if you just met someone? Difficult.
Very.
Let's go to Julie. Same question for 10 points now on a trip to Hawaii. Now, Julie, so, I mean, think of that with your friends and yourself. Your car breaks down. You don't know anyone. I mean, what type of things that come up? What thoughts? What feelings?
Well, it's pretty scary and disconcerting. I mean, I always try to go by word of mouth. I think that's the best referral source that there is, I found.
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, that's always important, no question. But some of the things, again, you know, you hear it all the time in many industries, but auto industry for sure, where, you know, mechanics, are you getting a fair deal? I mean, are they looking out for you, meaning the auto shop, or are they looking out for them?
Well, my experience has been for the most part that they're looking out for them.
Yeah.
And I have definitely feel that I've been taken advantage of as a female and not being knowledgeable about vehicles.
So that's happened to you before?
Oh, big time.
Wow. How many stories do you have?
Oh, I have a couple, but one really big one.
Wow. Okay. Well, we will tackle that one after the break. But, in fact, why don't we take a quick break right now? And then, since this is a big story, we're going to start with that story right after the break. And, of course, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking 5 days a week on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. And this is Car Care and You, starring Alexander Mellis, who owns All Care Automotive Repair. And we'll be right back.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.riiadvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. That was a special song for our two young lady guests as a reminder of the pre-development stage of the radio show. Okay. Anyway, we're here with Alexander Mellis, owner of All Care Automotive Repair. And, of course, is Car Care. And you heard every second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3. And, wow, this is a great discussion. How do you like that party song?
It was great, Dave.
Yeah. So we slipped that in just to make everyone comfortable here. Okay. Now, we were talking, we left off, Julie thought I would forget, but I did not, about a story. And I'm not sure what type of story, but what are some of this story that you had, and I suspect with another auto shop.
Yes. I went off the beaten path.
And yeah.
There was an ad on the television for this, there was a commercial on the television about having your engine exchanged, and so I had my friend call and inquire about it, and they said that for $2,200 you could exchange your engine and put a new engine in your vehicle. So it sounded good financially, and I made a big down payment and took my vehicle in. And a few days later, I received a phone call that there were all these other things wrong with my vehicle to the tune of $1,600, and they suggested that I go to Title Max and take out a title loan.
Oh.
So that I could pay for these repairs. And I knew that some of these repairs were invalid, like that my air conditioning wasn't working and I had fuel injectors that were bad and just all these various things that I knew weren't wrong. So I felt very uncomfortable about this, and I actually went to Alexander's, having had a history there, and told Alexander what was going on and that I was uncomfortable, and that they had told me that the engine in fact had 41,000 miles on it, and Alexander had told me that the likelihood of a 96 engine having 41,000 was pretty rare, and so that gave me the idea when I went into the shop to ask them for the paperwork demonstrating that it only had 41,000, and they refused to show me that paperwork. The engine was already out of my vehicle, so I went to ask them to see the engine they were going to put in, and it didn't look very good. So I again called Alexander's, and I was really in a pickle because the engine was already out, so I could have my vehicle towed, but they wouldn't tow my engine. And so Alexander had two of his guys, mechanics, pulled them off their jobs, sent them across town with a flatbed truck to get my engine for me, and I was able to have my vehicle towed. But I had to pay money to do so. With this shop, I was able to cancel the one transaction, but I had to pay them $570 in cash to get my vehicle out, or they were going to start to charge me storage fees. And in their paperwork, they also had that they had a mechanics lien on my vehicle and so forth. So I had to really get my vehicle out. So Alexander's shop basically saved the day, and he said, look, we're just going to rebuild your engine. And let me tell you, my engine looked a lot better than the other one. So that's what we did. We rebuilt my engine, and my car's running great.
Well, that's just an incredible story that, you know, I mean, Alexander, from your point of view, I mean, it certainly sounds like this company was holding Julie hostage. And really, I mean, if you had to describe it in a few words, we're not mentioning any names of companies, but doesn't sound like the utmost in integrity or honesty.
Absolutely not. A lot of these shops, they create these $99 deals, which really don't exist. Customer goes in there, and then they get the real shock value of what's really going on with their vehicle. But in Julie's situation, where she took her vehicle, I mean, they literally had her car in a hostage situation. She couldn't get out of it. They wouldn't give her any of her money back. And not only that, there were parts missing when we got the motor. And these places advertise on a lot of big TV stations and stuff, and it's almost like they're immune to any kind of trouble. It's like they just do this, and a lot of customers end up getting screwed this way.
You know, it's interesting as I'm listening to this. It's although you were held hostage, and luckily you know Alexander to step in, because otherwise, like, you know, what do you do? It's like, that's scary, but you have an expert here, but someone with compassion as well, and that's a great combination, a rare combination to have in one person. Now, but I wonder if there's any legal issues. Now, we're not attorneys here, but that would be interesting to see, you know, what is there some state law about what they tried to do? Or I would be really curious about that. Do you know, anyone know anything about that? Did it ever get to that level? Yeah, Alexander, have you heard anything about that? Is there any state laws mandating certain fair practices in the state of Arizona?
Well, a lot of times when you take a vehicle in, and they call it a teardown fee, a lot of people don't understand what that teardown fee means. They think, oh, you know what? They're just going to take a look at it, and then they're going to call me. Well, if you read the fine print, and usually those big companies will have it written out legally through an attorney to save them that way, and teardown fees can go into thousands of dollars. And once you sign your name, you're obligated to that contract. And a lot of people don't understand tear down or inspection. Inspection, you know, what would be the first thing that would come to your mind under inspection?
Well, I would say, what are you going to inspect?
Would you think that they're going to tear out the transmission and put it in a million pieces?
No, I think they would lift it up and sort of look around a little bit.
No, not at all.
That's not it?
No, and when you sign away on that, there you go. Now you owe them for the tear down. Now you got a transmission or an engine in pieces.
Oh, my.
And now they call you back up and they tell you, well, it's no longer $2,200 like in Julie's case. Now it's $4,500 with a used motor that probably has over 150,000 miles on it.
You know, that's amazing. One time, actually, I brought a – you remember an Opel GT?
I remember those.
They were sort of cute, then they disappeared. I don't know. I had one.
Very collectible today.
Oh, I should have kept it.
Yes.
Oh, but anyway, I didn't. But it's a cute little car. It's like a mini Corvette, right?
Or, yes.
I mean, really small.
With the pop-up lights.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was really cool. And so I bought it at this dealer, and then some repairs had to be done, you know, a year later, whatever. And they did it, and they also said, oh, and also we repaired and replaced this, and it's going to cost you another $350.
Without your approval?
Without my approval.
No.
I know, and I said, well, you didn't ask. I mean, what is this thing? And they go, oh, you needed it, and so we put it in. I said, take it out. They wouldn't, so it was on the house. I said, go ahead, I'll wait. Take it out. If you put it in without my approval, I'm giving you approval to take it out, and they, you know, sort of didn't like it, but guess what? They said, oh, you know, why bother? Or they never put it in. I'm not sure. I don't even know what it was. But let me ask you, this is a good question, both women here, is that are you shy about doing that? See, I'm not shy when I go to vendors and to question them and to, whether pretty much to question them and really hold the ground. But as women, is that more intimidating to start with you, Julie? I mean, is that intimidating to push back?
Not for me. I can be pretty aggressive and, in fact, have, you know, gone elsewhere when my vehicle wasn't fixed properly and had other shops look at it and then went back to them. And I had another incident in another shop where they charged me $600 for a front and rear brake job, and my brakes still weren't working properly. And come to find out, they hadn't even surfaced the rotors properly.
Oh.
So I took it to a couple other shops, and, you know, I mean, I had to go online and find out who the owner was and tried to contact the owner. And at that point, they knew I was serious, and I just told them, look, I may not know about vehicles, but I know enough to go to get other opinions.
Yeah.
So, and they did do my brake job ultimately correct at that point, but I had to be very aggressive.
Wow, and that's a shame. Alexander, in your experience, are the women get picked on more, you think?
I would say outside of my garage,
yeah.
From what I hear, I would say, yes, it does happen a lot. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of that when they come in, and they just get so frustrated that they've gone back two or three times. I mean, we have this happen on a daily basis.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Customers, like we have a car right now. The ladies had it to a place that even specializes in that type of car, and it's been there three times. Then the car wouldn't start, so we had to get it towed in and find out what the problem is. And usually a lot of times they just keep running from the issue, or they just don't have qualified technicians that know what they're doing.
But they will charge money, though.
Yeah, and they keep wanting to charge more and more. We don't do that. Customer satisfaction is important. If you're not happy, you come back. Hey, I don't have a problem. I'll give you your money back, or I'll redo the job. Yeah. Whether it's right or wrong, we normally 99% of the time we do the job correctly. We make sure the customer feels comfortable. We explain the whole situation to them to make them feel comfortable. I don't want anybody leaving saying, God, I wonder, oh, gee, you know, we just don't want that.
And it goes back to customer service and communication. So you're
communication
explaining. I totally agree. You know, if you communicate, this is what we can do. This is what we will do. This is what we did. And, you know, you're not going to make them technical experts, but you're going to give them enough comfort level. And I understand that being a CPA on a tax return, some of my clients say, well, just do it. I don't want to know. And I go, no, I want you to know. I mean, let's sit down. I'm not going to make you a technical expert, but let's just conceptually make sure you understand this, because it is your return. And those customers appreciate it, and some want to know a lot more detail. But I agree. It's what the customer wants, and they want your time and they want attention.
Yes.
Which makes sense. Now, Melinda, do you have any stories at all? Well, you've been with Alexander 10 years, so, I mean, that's all you probably know, really, pretty much. But, well, why don't we talk about that? Why is Alexander different?
I've been going to Alex, over 10 years.
Wow.
And unfortunately, I mean, fortunately, I don't have any bad stories like Julie. I think we created a friendship throughout the time that I've been going, and I trust him. I just had an incident last week where I was clear on the other side of town. They came and got me, got my vehicle, and I had it the same day.
Really?
By 6:30 in the afternoon. I don't have a good choice in vehicles that I have, but no matter what, Alex has always come through, and he's always been real good to me.
So that, and how important is that? I mean, you got to feel
very
like
important. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it psychologically hits you. You feel good that they really honor you. They care about you. They care about your satisfaction with the automobile, and I know, Alexander, that comes from your heart and soul.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not business. It's really who you are as a person.
Right. And not only that, I think I might just even patent my customer service. Our customer service is par above everybody in the industry.
Yeah.
We just blow everybody away.
And there's no doubt.
I'm proud to say that, and I will say it.
And I think you should say it, because when I was at your shop, right, we were talking, three, 4 months ago, and I was there a couple times at least, maybe three. And I'll tell you, I was just astounded by how many customers just didn't pick up their car. They wanted to, you know, talk with you just as friends. And I go, yeah. Wow, you have a lot of customers. You have a lot of friends. And they all want to talk to you.
It's about making the customer feel comfortable.
Yeah, it really is. And such a key in any industry, by the way. Not just auto, but if you don't know how to treat your customers, if you don't, I mean, can you imagine not even communicating with a customer when they try to, if someone called you seven times, what would happen? And that you never called them back?
If somebody called me seven times?
Yeah, a customer.
And I didn't call them back? It would kind of be pretty ugly, no?
Well, I mean, what would the customer do?
Oh, they would never come back.
Well, that builds what? Instead of trust, distrust.
Absolutely.
And like, what are they hiding?
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong? You know, it's like, but more importantly than that, that's just like, you never treat your worst enemy that way.
No.
Ever.
No.
Like ever.
Like you just mentioned, communication.
Yeah. It's astounding there's still people like out there like that. But what can you do? You know, you just sort of bless them and say, hey, good luck. You're going to need it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. But anyway, let's take another quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on, I'm going to say, the theme of the show is trust. Because if you trust who you do business with, if you trust your friends, your spouse, whoever the case may be, guess what? Things go well. And we'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches. 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to, I'm not sure, maybe we should call this a party stop or something. What do you think, Alexander?
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun here.
Yeah, we are having fun, and that's really important. Of course, this is Car Care, and you heard every second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3 starring Alexander Mellis. And you have some great customers in studio. We've been talking Melinda and Julie. And I wanted to ask Julie, after that great story, well, nightmare story, actually, with another shop.
Yes.
What did you learn from that? What's a couple things that you learned that you'll never do again?
Well, I'll never go to another shop ever, but Alexander, so he can never, ever retire.
Yes, but he can't retire.
No. But what I learned, too, just about business in general, subsequent to this event, I went online to look up the shop and found that they had 34 complaints with the Better Business Bureau and a lot of negative feedback from customers. So whenever now I go to a new company of any sort, I now look them up on the computer to see what they're rated, if they've had any complaints with the Better Business Bureau. I think if they're not registered, that's probably a red flag as well. So
wow, that's interesting. Yeah, that would be helpful. Let me ask you this. So if you saw the 34 complaints beforehand, probably would have scared you away from that shop.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. And especially with the internet these days, you know, the information is so quick. You can probably get it off your iPhone if you have one, or iPad. Do you have an iPhone?
I'm not technologically sound, no.
Okay, so Melinda, do you have an iPhone?
No, I don't.
Alexander?
We're all old school.
Oh, wow. Look, I got an iPhone. I don't know what it means, but here it is. Okay, it's up for bid. The highest bidder gets it.
We kick it old school, Dave.
Yes, old. I like that movie, by the way, Old School. Remember that? Will Ferrell? No one remembers. I'm the only one that watched it? Okay. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit more from Alexander's perception. I mean, you know, like, whether it's women or men, I mean, it's a scary thing if your car stops working. I mean, think about it. In this day and age, That could connect to your livelihood. It could connect to your social, network. It could connect to so many different things, just going to the grocery store. And, you know, it's important for someone to have some type of transportation. So how does that impact on how you treat customers and how you look at customer service?
How it impacts me? A lot of customers have different needs.
Yeah.
They have to pick up their kids from school.
Yeah, that's true, too.
They have to be to work on time. And then here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, you know, we get up to 115 degrees during the summer. And waiting under one of those metal bus awnings that they have out here can literally kill you. So the car is very important. Getting the car done properly at a proper price. making sure that customer has transportation or that ride to work, or even we've even given customers rides to pick up their kids from school.
Oh, wow.
I even loan my vehicle out. We also deal with a rental company that gives our customers a real special rate. They'll come down and pick the customer up. Wow. There's a lot of different ways to make that customer comfortable, and that's what we do, and we thrive on it in a big way.
That is so important to have that realization, because you know how important it is to your customer. And I like that. Where did you learn that? I mean, I'm really curious. Not everyone, I think, is born with that attitude, but sometimes they are. Do you remember at any point in time where you knew how important customer service is? I mean, maybe you were impacted one day when you were, you know, a kid or at some point in your life?
Well, a while back, I was in the restaurant business for quite some time. Mm. And in the restaurant business, you really have to please the customer. And believe it or not, people are real picky when it comes to food. Yeah. And you can never get it right for the whole, like,
sure,
the whole shift. And basically, I had to take my vehicle into a shop. And I took it into the shop, and I didn't know what the problem was. This was maybe 20 years ago. And I remember there was a gentleman there, and I asked him, when would my car be done? Because I needed my car for work. And he said, well, whenever we get to it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
Real arrogant. And I thought, wow, this is ugly.
Yeah.
How about if I incorporate what I've learned in the restaurant business about customer service and incorporate that with the customers that come in? Because the automotive industry, believe it or not, has a lot of arrogance in it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying there is a lot of that arrogance, that chauvinistic type of thinking.
Yeah.
And we need to get rid of that and be more open and make the all the customers, whether it be male or female, feel comfortable. You know, and we have a whole different spectrum of customers. And I don't know, I think I get a really charge of being successful. I get such a good feeling about it. I like to give back.
And I'm
because everybody's given to me, it's great to give.
There's no doubt, and I'm just gonna guess on this one because I know you, that how you define success is the happiness quotient from your customers.
Yes.
It's not just about profit. Certainly you have to make a profit. I mean, or else you wouldn't be in business and everyone would be unhappy.
Right.
But it ties in, obviously, part of the elements is profitability, but also I think the biggest element is how happy are your customers. That's success, isn't it?
Absolutely. Our customers refer more customers. We've outgrown where we're at so much. You know, we're going to start opening up more stores here soon.
Wow, that's exciting.
But we're definitely going to, I mean, this customer service is so important. And also, of course, having the really good technicians. And
that's
my
important guys
are like my family. I keep saying this over and over, you know. It's got to be a good vibe all around in order to make it successful.
So what you're saying is not just the outside customers are your customers, but your staff are also your customers, treating them in a way with respect and honor in a family manner.
Absolutely, because it's my name going out on that vehicle, and they respect that.
Yeah.
And I have to respect them for that.
And you do have good people. I've met several of them. And,
yes.
It's a good place. I mean, I think people should just stop by whether they have a problem with a car or not, just to feel the energy.
Right.
What is your address?
3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85018.
Wow, 3310 East Thomas?
Yes.
That is really close to here.
Yes.
I remember because I went to the party. That was good. I had a hamburger.
You had the hamburger.
I liked it.
Yeah, we had all kinds of good stuff. And I had my mom and dad.
Yeah.
And I like to thank them for helping out. They really, really helped out a lot. See, this is what it's all about. It's about having a good time and showing appreciation, which a lot of companies, they don't do that. They're all for the bottom line profit.
Yeah.
Well, when you start doing that, you start losing a lot of the small factors of the customer service, the unhappy employee. You go in and you see somebody all grumpy. Who wants to see that?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, those companies that understand customer service with technical competence will really be great. I remember in Century City, I had an office, CPA office in Century City. And, of course, if you're not familiar with that, that's in California. right by Beverly Hills and so on. Pretty
very
upscale.
Fancy.
Yeah, very nice place. Great place. And there was this really amazing restaurant that I don't think is there. I think it was called Harry's Bar and Grill, I believe. But this maitre d', all he had to do is meet you one time, and he would remember your name for life. So I was just there once, and I came by, and he goes, "Oh, Mr. Isaac, welcome back, usual table." So I had some clients with me, and wow, that only not made me feel good that he remembered me, but my clients are like, wow. Usual table, you come
and
here,
and that's very rare.
Yeah, it was unbelievable because we've seen Sean Connery there, and who's that guy from Taxi? Little guy, what's his name? Oh, Danny DeVito, and a lot of stars would show up there, and that is someone that knows how to treat people.
Yeah, and that's a very, very rare find.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, but you know what though. It's taken us a while to basically hone in all of our skills on what we do, especially dealing with vendors, to finding the right kind of vendors that also have the same attitude as we have.
Yeah, that's important, isn't it?
I stay away from negativity.
Yeah.
I'm always about the positive vibe. It might sound a little bit corny. It might sound crazy, but for
me,
that's just the way it is.
So who you surround yourself with?
Myself. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, no, but.
No, my customers.
Yeah.
My customers, well, my employees, my family.
Actually, it was a statement and not a question. But,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But it sounded like a question because it started with who?
Right.
Oh, remember the Who?
Yes.
They were a good group.
Yes.
Tommy, you know, Tommy, our own producer here, is in a band.
Oh.
Yes.
A rock band?
Hell, no, rockabilly, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Is that different than rock, Tommy? Oh, I thought, yeah.
It's like Stray Cats.
Okay, now I want everyone to guess, what instrument does he play in this rockabilly band? Let's see, just by looking at him, what do you think? Let's start with Melinda. Melinda, who is Tommy?
I mean, you play the drums.
Okay, don't say anything yet. Alexander, what is he? What?
I already know, so I'll wait till
okay.
Julie.
Julie?
A banjo.
A banjo. Okay, before we go on any further... why do you say the drums, Melinda?
Just a guess.
Just a guess? Anything that looked like he would be a drummer type of guy? No?
Yeah, well, just a guess.
Okay, just a guess. All right, so Julie, why would you say banjo? He looks like a banjo type of guy, like on that commercial from, what's it called? The insurance, you know, they play the banjo.
Geico?
Yeah, that one.
Whoops.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, Warren Buffett owns it. How bad can you be on that one? So why does he look like he plays a banjo?
It's his tie.
All right. And the winner is? Do him. Yes, that's what it is. He is the drummer for a great band.
What did I get, Dave?
Okay, well, Melinda wins the grand prize. Okay. And we'll
I'm excited.
Yes.
What is that grand prize?
The prize is... to get to see Tommy in person playing the drums. When are you playing next? Oh, here he goes. He's going to be on the mic now. He's going to shut one of our mics off.
Okay. I'm glad you asked that.
Yes, a little publicity for Tommy.
There, now I can hear. We are at Westworld in Scottsdale.
Oh.
Thursday, that's day after tomorrow, opening up for Blues Traveler on the main stage.
Oh, wow.
The name of the group, Pat Roberts and the Haymakers.
Wow. That's your group.
That's the group I drum for. That's
yeah, good. That's what I thought. And he's excellent. And yes, now Tommy, Melinda did win the grand prize. Okay. Anyway, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. Our last segment of the show. Wow, this just flew by, right? An hour just goes by really quick. And of course, this is Car Care and You, starring Alexander Mellis, owner of All Care Automotive Repair. We'll be right back.
Money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Car Care and You, starring Alexander Mellis. And Alexander, this has been fabulous so far. We still have about probably 7 minutes, I'm going to guess. 6 minutes, actually. We got the sign from Tommy, who is the drummer. Melinda wins the prize. Okay, so Alexander, let's sort of wrap this up and talk a little bit more about... really, as a manager, as an owner, actually, I should say, how do you instill this customer focus with all your people? Is it in the hiring process, or is it more in the training process, or maybe both?
Both.
Yeah.
Both training and hiring. It takes a special, or it actually takes a team effort in order to make success. One person cannot pull the weight of everybody else. So everybody has their own specialty. I also look for good personalities. I'm really picky. You know, in order to work for us, you know, I demand a lot, and I demand the best. And my customers demand the best from me. So I make sure that I give them the best.
Well, I always said there's two ways of looking at performance. One is that you can lower your standards to meet the expectations of an employee who's not performing. Or you can raise everyone up and say, hey, here's my standard. This is what we expect. And it really uplifts everyone, because those who can accept that will do much better. Those who cannot perform at that level need to leave and go to the other shops that are not as good.
Well, I think if you're in this industry, you know, part of being professional is being top notch.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't want to be top notch or professional, then there's no reason to even... you know, come into this industry.
Yeah, totally agree. Let me ask you this. A chain is as strong as its weakest link. What does that mean to you? A chain is as strong as its weakest link.
That's a curveball. I don't know.
It is a curveball. I'm not a pitcher, but I brought this up because of what you said. Your team is important to you.
Correct.
But a chain is as strong as its weakest link, meaning if you have one weak employee, it doesn't matter how many good employees. It will bring that firm down. And and I've seen it before, unfortunately.
That is very true.
Yeah. I mean, does that make sense? I see, of course, Julie nodding her head. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think that it is about a team concept, but if you have one person who's not up to standards,
yeah,
right, then that's going to affect your whole business.
No
so
doubt
So you want
it.
Everybody to have the same mindset and the same value of how you treat your customers.
Yeah.
Or you don't want that one person draining everybody's energy,
yeah,
because negativity drains energy.
No question
and
about
it'll
it.
Definitely, that's a no-no.
Yeah, so and it goes back to leadership, what we're talking about. Customer service comes from leadership. Great leaders in the world know the value of that. And, you know, I've seen it before where, you know, a company will hire one person. The whole company was great at one time, and one person, just one person, can be that weak link, and it starts to unravel. And it's unfortunate because great leaders will see that. But also, great leaders will do something about it. The poor leaders will allow it to continue. And that is really a sad statement for some of the companies. And there's only a few great companies out there. So lessons in leadership. I think, Alexander, you should write a book, Lessons in Leadership. What do you think? You want to be an author?
Possibly.
Really? You could write that. You could write the book in customer service, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? You could be a consultant, too.
Yes.
That would be phenomenal. So, anyway, we have 3 minutes left. So, any parting words? Let's start with Melinda. What would you like to express to Alexander as his customer?
I'd like to say to him, thank you for being a good mechanic to me and a good friend.
Thank you.
And I trust him.
I really appreciate
that. He knows that.
Yes.
That is really sweet. I got to say. I mean, that very few can make those comments. Okay, Julie, what would you like to say to Alexander in front of all these people in the state of Arizona worldwide, because we stream worldwide?
Thank you so much, Alexander, for saving me in my circumstance. And I think that you're a top-notch businessman. I announced that one day in the shop in front of his customers because I wanted them to know. And I agree that it's a rarity today. The standard of customer service is certainly not what it used to be. So I would recommend.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. And me, I would like to thank all of my customers, and I would like to thank Julie and Melinda for coming on today. We really love our customers. I've said this over and over again. It's more than just liking. It's actually loving what you do and having passion for what you do.
And love is an action word. It's a verb, not just a statement.
Yeah.
You actually demonstrate the love by just treating people with respect, with just great wishes and great work. And Alexander, I know that about you. We're just excited you're part of Breakthrough Thinking because you do uplift the whole structure.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. How do they get in touch with you, Alexander?
My phone number is 602-956-3781. We're at 3310 East Thomas Road. It's Alexander's All Care Automotive. We'd love to see everybody come in.
Yeah, and your hours pretty much what?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 2.
Oh, so you are open Saturday. That's excellent. That's convenient.
Yes, a lot of people have to work during the week, so on the weekends, we're very busy.
That is very, very cool, and I just want to show my appreciation for you too, and I know my daughter, who's on next, Understanding Autism, up at 3, just raves about you. As soon as I gave her your number, she called you. She was texting me all night. This guy, unbelievable. She kept saying it. We should have brought her in, actually, because I see her out there ready for her show coming up at 3, Understanding Autism. Thank you, Melinda. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Alexander.
Thank
we'll
you,
right
Dave.
Thank You're more than
Thank
welcome.
You.
Bye, Nikki.
inspirational,
informative,
and family-friendly.
This is Family Values Radio.
1010 AM KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.